enjoy a good squeeze.
Ba-da-da, ba-ba,
libation, libation, daylight. I changed keys this time.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Welcome to Libation Daylights.
I'm Margo.
And I'm August.
Forgot to do that last time.
Here on A Good Squeeze, every now and then we like to make a cocktail. And whenever we have a guest on the show, I like to design a drink based on them. And once upon a time, we had Luke Taggart of Bond's Apartment on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going through my process of, like, how am I going to make a drink for a person? And it most of the time starts off with some research. I'll look up, like, this type of cocktail or these ingredients, and just to see if there's something already out there. And sometimes if there is, you know, just tweaking it a little bit here and there, changing it. And the Bond's Apartment was a good example of that. So I take Luke, and he has expressed that he is Sicilian. So I was looking up, like, Italian cocktails, Sicilian cocktails. And I came upon a drink called the Sicilian Kiss. And the Sicilian Kiss sounds like something I wouldn't want to drink, only because it was Southern Comfort and like Disaronna, equal parts. And that just sounds way too sweet. Way too sweet for me. Do you like a sweet cocktail?
Yes, I do.
You probably would like a Sicilian Kiss. Do you like a kiss from me?
Yes.
I'm Sicilian.
Are you? You are. I'm married too. Sorry.
And I just, I'm not one for Southern Comfort. It's okay.
We're married. That's really nice.
Did you just realize now?
No, it's just nice to see, to feel it again, you know? Like, you
it's
know?
Been so long since I felt anything.
And it's like, oh, anyways, the Sicilian Kiss.
As she's looking at me so sweetly now. Southern Comfort is like, I don't know, it's like it's a whiskey and it's
yeah,
whatever.
It's fine. I don't know.
It's fine.
People who say they like whiskey, I'm like, you're lying.
I like whiskey.
You're lying.
Southern Comfort is good for either mixing into stuff or it's like a cold day and you're sitting on the porch.
Here's how I feel about people who say, you know, you can like whatever you want and I'm just one person and it doesn't matter what I think. Let's say I were to hand you a glass of brown liquid. Mm. I said, it's whiskey, and you taste it, and it was apple juice. You'd be like, that's not whiskey, right? If I handed it, it was the inverse, and I was like, this is apple juice, and it was whiskey, you'd go, you'd keep the apple juice in your mouth, you'd spit the whiskey out, or go, blah, blah, like, or open your mouth one way or another, or do like a, okay, you'd have to adjust.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because it's a sweet to sour. Not sour.
Is this you explaining why people are lying?
Yeah.
They like whiskey.
Yeah, because they don't like apple juice. Because that didn't make any sense. Doesn't matter.
You like bourbon, though.
I like it enough, but I don't like it like it. Okay. Like, I'm not like, ooh, yum, bourbon. I'm like, this.
But you like an old fashioned because there's like simple syrup and stuff.
Yeah, they do it up, mm-hmm. You know? So. You were saying, I'm sorry.
So
there's no apple juice in this.
No apple juice and no Southern Comfort. I ditched that. I put in bourbon. Luke's a bourbon man and his channel, Bond's Apartment. Bond is a bourbon man. So no Southern Comfort. Got rid of that. Instead of doing a 1-to-1, I did a 2-to-1. So two parts bourbon, one part Disaronna. It creates a nice boldness, a nice sweetness. And then what really, the two things that make this cocktail go above and beyond and different enough from a Sicilian Kiss is I zest an orange or, you know, something similar, a clementine, a mandarin, orange, what have you, whatever you got, but an orange of sorts. You zest it in there. You don't peel it. You don't put a. It, that's what makes it different. So every sip you're getting a lot of orange. Every sip you smell. It's I don't know how to describe cocktails.
It's a multi-sensory experience.
That's good.
There you go.
And to further that, what really signifies the Bond's apartment cocktail is it's a smoked drink. You can smoke it with whatever, wood chips you have, but specifically, if you want to make a true Bond's apartment, it's pecan smoked.
Don't just start throwing pecans in your smoker. That's not what that means. It's pecan
The
wood.
pecan wooder.
Wooder pecan.
So yeah, you got the smoky element, you got the citrusy element, you got the sweet element, and you got the boldness of that bourbon. And that's what makes a Bond's apartment cocktail. I'll tell you what,
I'll tell you what.
tell you what, because it's a simple enough cocktail and it's usually made with things I keep on deck, I frequent the Bond's apartment cocktail. Hell,
Yeah.
I'm drinking it right now.
You do recreate it a lot. That is like not your go-to, but it's almost turning into your go-to. Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. It's a me kind of drink. It's something I would see at a on a menu and probably order it.
Yeah.
I like to make it for guests if they come over.
Yep. You like to
So
tell the story?
I do.
Yeah.
And I
You
like to bust out the smoker.
It's a cure. Oh God, that little smoker. You got that right in time for the Bond's apartment, right?
I bought, if you check out on Instagram our Bond's apartment cocktail video, the portable, it's like an electric cocktail smoker. I bought it specifically for that drink.
Yeah.
I knew we were going to film it and I wanted it. I saw it and I was like, I want that for this video, but now I use it all the time. I have like, the little thing where you get the blowtorch and you char your wood chips and put the lid on and it smokes
Yeah.
them, but this is just cool and
And
fancy.
it's nice because like there is that aspect of the ritual for a lot of people. If you're a purist with smoking your glass, obviously you're gonna go that route. Your ritual is your ritual. But if you're just trying to get a little bit of smoke in your cocktails at the end of the night, you don't have time to clean up the whole setup and everything. It's such a cool gadget. And it's fun. It's just a fun thing to use. And when you remove it, you can like keep smoking your glass and it can just be filled to the brim with smoke. It's really, really cool. You can make a spooky drink. Speaking of spooky, you feel my goose egg on my forehead.
Oh, is that from
That's from the honey that fell on me. No context. Anyways.
it's just a blob of honey.
Yeah, I found a beehive and I was like, come here. I scurried up a tree.
Turn into Beetlejuice. Like, come here.
I scurried up a tree. I went and the honey fell on me and the bees chased me.
Do you have any memories of filming this cocktail video?
Yes, I think I walked into it kind of like expecting it to be a lot longer, and that one was done so much quicker. We were done less than half the time because we had the formula down. We figured out if we just do everything in one take, it's easier to edit. So fewer little video clips, fewer times I have to like readjust and et cetera, et cetera. It still took a little bit longer than it does for us to film it now, but it was just, I don't know, there wasn't much else other than me getting frustrated because I couldn't get the dolly shot of me just holding the camera and going around the glass. You'll notice those shots are seldom ever longer than a second, than a song, than 1 second. It just because like as soon as I start moving, I'm like, okay, and then it's like, duh, like it looks like I'm going over gravel. It doesn't, yeah. So it looks bad. And yeah, so if you're like, ooh, dolly shot, just know I'm angry while that's happening. Or don't live in La La Land and that's okay.
Have a
Yeah.
specific memory of we were doing a shot. It was a close-up of it was the bottom of the
Ooh,
glass with the ice, and because the bourbon and Disaronna is like blended together, it kind of, I don't know, makes like the shimmering effect, almost like a coagulated.
It looks like a lava lamp.
Yeah. And
yeah, two different.
It was very, the bottom bevel of the glass, it looked like an eye. Mm. Like it was very golden eye.
And it was, it's the difference in viscosity.
That's a good word.
That's the viscosity at work there. You reminded me of something. Because we finished pretty relatively early, I was like, let's get some cool shots in and stuff. And I overdid it with how many cool shots I tried to get. And then only two of them made them in the final video. Sure. And it was just so much sorting and looking through. And I was like, what was I thinking? This is out of focus. And et cetera, et cetera. And I learned that way. Like, just get the shot. We'll think of something cool maybe later. You don't have to overdo it. Shorter video is going to reap a better result anyways. So, yeah. That was filming the Bond's apartment.
And that has been Libation Daylights.
Libation Daylights.
Ba-da-da. Ba-ba. Whoa.
Libation Daylights.
All right. Hold on tight now.